Elaine Erb straps on her bike helmet and gets on her bike ready for another commute from her home in Niwot to the city of Boulder. She says she commutes regularly by bike.
As often as I can, usually a couple times a week. It always kind of depends. I like to have a day where maybe I'm doing errands where I need to carry more things, and I'll put those into one day, and then other days I can ride my bike into work.
Erb is hoping others will join her on a bike throughout the month of September for the Boulder Bike Challenge.
Boulder Bike Challenge is being sponsored by Love to Ride and the City of Boulder. And I was hired to be the local on-the-ground person so that I can talk to various businesses. I got to recruit different prizes and just let people know, you know, we want you to get out on a bike anywhere, anytime during September to ride and be part of the challenge. A 10-minute ride anytime during the month is all it takes.
How does that then contribute to the overall bike challenge? Is it by a city, by a county, where everyone logs their miles? What ultimately happens?
The Boulder Bike Challenge is specific to our area. The challenge has actually been run in 9 different countries, including in the UK, where they grew to a national bike challenge. So you never know, maybe in the future we'll have a Colorado bike challenge. The Boulder Bike Challenge is trying to get area businesses to have people participating. So what we find is existing cyclists are who tend to sign up first. And what we want is you share the joy of cycling with your colleagues so that somebody who has not ridden in the last year will maybe get out on a bike and try it again. That's why we're only asking for a 10-minute ride. We want to make it really easy for you to get out on a bike and just experience it, because what we found worldwide is 40% of the people who try cycling again have continued to ride.
And what are some of the major challenges that you're hearing from people as to why they're not out on a bike?
It's varied. Sometimes a person might say, well, I don't have a bike. Well, we're actually teaming up with B-Cycles during this campaign so that you can log in, get a code, and go try B-Cycle for a day for free. So being able to have that opportunity, that's one option to do it. I do run into people who say, oh, I've got arthritis or other issues, and that's where it's really nice. There's such a variety of bicycles nowadays. The bike I rode up on is more of a standard mountain bike. A lot of people really like more of a commuting bike for commuting around town. There's recumbent bikes that take some of the pressures off so it can be easier to ride. And of course, a lot of people like their cargo bikes so that they can carry their groceries. You can have kids on the back. There's a lot you can do by changing up what style of bike you're using. When you look at, say, the countries in Europe where cycling has become very popular, it's just something people do. So it's not about labels. It's just a great way to get around. And of course, we want to see people with some of those shorter trips under 3 to 5 miles, it's usually pretty easy to do that by bike. So making sure it's one of the options we have in our kit of how we get around.
So what are some of the details then about the Bike Challenge month? It goes the entire month of September. Do people register? How do you participate?
You can register online at lovetoride.net/boulder. It's a quick, easy sign up. We'll ask a couple questions, and then after that, log your rides in during the month. If you're a person encouraging other people to ride, then they would tag you that, hey, so-and-so encouraged me to ride, and the encourager is eligible for a set of prizes. We have a lot of great prizes, and we're looking for workplaces that have the highest level of participation. So getting your workplace involved is definitely a good approach for this. But even if you're not in a normal workplace, that's fine. You can sign up and be part of it.
What can work environments do and companies do to actually encourage and facilitate more commuting by bike on the part of their employees?
I like when a workplace has a shower and protected bike parking, whether that's like here at KGNU, it's sheltered. Some places may allow bikes in the building or a separate room where you can lock a bike, which is good for people who have longer commutes and maybe a little more expensive bike that they need locked up inside. facilitating being able to get to and from a transit station if you need to link your trip, because we find a lot of people in this area do. But, you know, we're not even necessarily just about commuting. It's about just getting on a bike and experiencing it again. So if you're working in Boulder and you live outside in one of the outlying suburbs in Westminster or Lafayette, it's okay. You can ride your bike on the weekend out there, and it's still part of the challenge.